Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a blanket and a warm cup of tea, and let's settle in for a story. Today's story is Anna's Extraordinary Experiments with Weather, written by Nandita Jayaraj. Anna Mani blew out all 8 candles on her birthday cake. "Happy birthday, Anna!" shouted her brothers and sisters. Anna had a big family and a big house on a hill, but on her birthday, she had only one small wish. Anna tore open her birthday gift and peered in. There was something sparkling inside. Diamond earrings? Ay-yah! She did not want diamond earrings. They were expensive and useless. Do you know what Anna really wished for? Books, books, and more books. "We have books at home," said her brother, but Anna had already read those. "There are more in the library," pointed out her grandfather, but Anna had read those too. She marched into her room. Later that day, there was a knock on Anna's door, but there was nobody outside. Instead, there lay a big box at her doorstep. "This better not be more jewelry," she said loudly. It wasn't. It was a brand new encyclopedia set. "So many books! Hooray!" Anna ran around her house, hugging everyone. Many years and many, many books later, Anna found a job in the laboratory of a famous scientist. "What should I do here?" asked Anna. The scientist pointed to a box. What do you think she found inside? "Diamonds? Ay-yah," said Anna. But this time, the diamonds were not to be worn. They were for experiments. The scientist wanted Anna to find out what makes diamonds shine. So, she read books about diamonds. Books, books, and more books. Being a scientist was the best. Anna could study anything she wanted. She did like things that shine. And what shines brighter than diamonds? The sun. So, Anna read books about the sun, sunlight, and weather. Books, books, and more books. Anna did hundreds of experiments. She built many gadgets to measure the weather of a place. "How sunny is it in Bombay?" Anna built a gadget to measure that. "How windy is it in Madras?" Anna built a gadget for that, too. Her favorite gadget took many months to build. It was a special balloon called Ozone Sonde. It had a small machine fixed to it. The machine measured a gas found in the air called ozone. "Ozone sondes fly really high. Look, there goes Anna's ozone sonde." Guess how many gadgets Anna Mani built in all? Nearly 100 weather gadgets. She even had her own factory to make these gadgets. It was as if she could build anything. Anna Mani became one of the wisest weather scientists in India. Even as she grew older and more well-known, her best friends remained the same. Books, books, and more books. One of my favorite things about this story is the way the diamonds that she didn't like at all when she was 8 became something that she really did like studying when she was a grown-up. If you could be a scientist, what would you want to study? Anna's Extraordinary Experiments with Weather is from the Storyweaver project of Pratam Books. If you go to storyweaver.org.in, you can find dozens of stories about kids like Anna, about animals, about magic, about weather. There are so many stories available. Thanks to Nandita Jayaraj for making this story available through a Creative Commons license. And thanks to you for listening to Elderberry Tales. See you next time.